Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You guys disturbed me during the break. I was just diving into some Anthony Edwards trade request fodder.
of course you were.
You better be worried.
Hey,
why would I be worried?
Somebody's available as a coach.
Who's Jason Kidd?
Yeah.
Why would I be worried?
Yeah, he got
about
fired.
That?
He might be the Minnesota Timberwolves head coach, and him and Anthony have a great relationship.
Yeah.
You see now?
The guys is he coached? He had a good relationship with Luka. How'd that go for Luka?
Then Luka got traded.
Yeah, exactly. So
that was
stabbed
his
in the
fault.
Back.
That was his fault.
Sure,
I think it wasn't. Jason
look,
Kidd.
Look at
nobody
you.
Nobody knew. Jason Kidd walks into a room and he does a good job of being able to relate to his players, and they all appreciate that. Because I haven't heard one player like.
Well, the word on him was he didn't want to coach anymore. He wanted to move into a front office role, and Masai Ujiri said hit the bricks.
Right.
That was the word on him. That he didn't. He was getting a little weary on coaching. So I don't know, but I was reading you know how this works. You know, it's something mentioned on a podcast, and so this guy Dan Wolfson. That's really his name? Dan Wolfson?
Dan Wolfson.
Darren Wolfson. I'm sorry. Darren Wolfson. His name is Darren Wolfson, and he covers the Timberwolves? That's incredible.
It's just meant to be.
Well, Darren Wolfson, he is a news reporter for KSTP, and he was on a podcast called Flagrant Howls. That's a great podcast name. Props where props is due. I mean, it's no porpoise pod, but it's pretty good. And he said, it's about satisfying Ant. The fear is that at some point, does Ant, through his representation, Bill Duffy and others, signal a desire to be elsewhere? We're nowhere near that point, but the fear is there. And that's all I need, is fear. You smell that? It smells like fear. All I need is A-Rod and Pat Riley to go down to the Grove one day, you know, maybe meet at Armani and, you know, talk it over some espresso.
And what are you going to give A-Rod and his team?
Who doesn't want Kasparis Jakaciūnas?
Nobody.
They basically call Minnesota Little Lithuania.
Nobody.
They basically call it.
Nobody.
I think people call
nobody,
it. People
Tobin.
Call it that,
Tobin. No one
people
calls
call,
it.
I think there's a lot of Lithuanians in Minnesota.
No, there's more. We know what people are in Minnesota. Okay, we've seen what happened this past year with people in Minnesota.
I don't see
many Lithuanians in Minnesota.
I think they basically call it the Lithuania of America, Minnesota.
Ice ain't going to Minneapolis for Lithuanians, okay? Stop it. Stop with your dreams.
I will give you Jaime Jaquez Jr.
Why?
Jakaciūnas.
You notice he's giving all the foreign players.
Jaime's American.
Go ahead. Who's the next person?
I mean, could I pique their interest in a little Pelle Larsson? Basically, whatever they want. Whatever they want for him. I don't know if we have what they want, but whatever they want for him. We'll even take, you know what, we'll give him Ware, and we'll take the big baguette back.
You take Gobert?
Yeah, if it meant getting Ant. If it meant getting Ant.
I mean, how you know he want to play with Gobert?
I don't know. I don't know what he wants.
Right.
I just need something.
You know there's a place you'll probably go to before coming here.
The only other place I can see him going is home, Atlanta.
Exactly.
I can see him
and
going
right
to Atlanta.
Now, if you look at Atlanta.
But you want to know what's close to Atlanta? Miami. It's like a train ride.
So why would he go? Wait a minute. Leroy, are you understanding this? I can go home, yeah. But I'm going to go to the state below my home.
I think I'm
going to go to the city below my
When home. He was at the All-Star game, did he or did he not tell Norman Powell, Miami, bleep looks like a vibe? He's had his eye down here, too. And then let's not forget that hobnobbing that he did after
not
the game.
Not because of the team.
Hey,
Because of the nightlife.
Whatever.
Okay, you know how many. Whatever. You know how many. You know how many ladies of the night, or
I don't have to ask questions as long as
you know what happens, Vlad. You know what happens. This all sounds great, and then Supermax shows his head.
Listen, we got Supermax everything down here.
He's a. But damn, Minnesota ain't that bad.
All we need.
Ooh, I could. Ooh, that Supermax money makes it so warm. So warm and cozy.
I don't know if it can make it cozy.
Wait a minute. $300 million doesn't make you warm and cozy?
It makes him cozy.
Yeah, it does make you warm and cozy.
I don't know if it makes you cozy.
Time out. Hold on.
We'll see.
$203 million for Ben Simmons was great, but $300 million is not going to be great for Anthony Edwards?
We'll see.
Yeah.
You know? He's got that Sprite money.
Yeah.
A lot of great Sprite commercials down here. Sell some, what are his shoes called? The Ant-Man's?
The Adidas? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's not forget about Astron.
That should be your worry.
Why?
The man, he produces on and off the court.
Good.
That's it. That's all that needs to be said.
As long as he's there at 7:40 for tip-off.
He'll be there for 7:40. He's not going to pull a James Harden.
Yeah, he's not. Man. Unbelievable. Nikola Rozjirovic says, Bam is our Gobert. I mean, let's not say things we can't take back.
Wait a minute, who said that? That's horrible.
Let's not say that.
That's terrible. Like, I really do believe that part of the problem is Bam is asked to do so many things because this team doesn't have anybody to do it, that we then look at Bam when he fails at any one of those things and go, he not that guy. Right? Bam has never played on a team where he could be Bam. Right? He's either playing center, trying to guard 1 through 5. He's trying to score. He's trying to facilitate. Like, if anybody on this team would take any of those, you know, responsibilities away, then I think you might see a different Bam. That's why, we've been clamoring for Kalel and Bam to play together.
Well, yeah, I don't understand the people who are sitting here being like, who among us has said, like, oh, Jimmy's gone, now Bam can be the number one option. Like, the entire time when the Heat were contending, all we kept saying is they need another scoring option. Right. Everybody was saying that the entire time. Nothing has changed in that regard. I guess people are going to the effect of, well, he has a max contract extension, but,
Max has.
But the Heat aren't locked into anybody else. Like, it's not preventing them from doing anything. I don't really understand the complaint there with him.
You know what's crazy is that the Max have given people a misconception of what players are. Right? You qualify for a Max not based on what your play was, but based on your awards. And so let's be clear about that. That we know a bunch of guys in the NBA that if it was not an automatic max, they wouldn't get the max.
He also didn't sign the super max. He signed early. That's another thing that people, it's not like he locked the Heat in for 4 years. He did an early max with 3 years added. So that's another thing that's misconstrued on it as well. But anyway. The weather is brought to you by Tornado Roofing and Contracting, helping keep your home and family safe when the storm rolls in. Visit tornadoroofing.com for your free roof and window estimate. Currently in Miami, Ant, it's 83 degrees, partly cloudy, which means mostly sunny, with wind gusts up to 50 miles an hour. And just for research purposes, let's look at the weather in Minnesota.
Minneapolis?
Ugh.
What is it?
51 degrees.
What's the high? Because it's 10 o'clock right now.
What is the high?
61? 65?
Yeah, and man, I mean, come on, dude. It's May.
That's nice.
Is it?
Yeah.
Not nice enough.
It's nice.
Got that lake weather.
Beautiful lakes.
Crazy, dude.
Those are some beautiful lakes in Minnesota, right, Leroy?
Yeah. I mean, like this time of year, you hope that, you know, everything's not mushy, but it's real nice weather because it's dry and it's cool. You know what I mean?
Shmita says, Bam will be making $1 more million than Zach LaVine next season. Would you guys take Zach LaVine in the number 5 pick?
He's injured a lot.
Just a year.
Yeah.
It's a year tax.
Yeah.
With his $50 million salary. Do they have fifth? No. Is it fifth or sixth?
Absolutely not.
You wouldn't take it for the sixth pick?
Huh?
Not for the sixth pick?
Would I take the sixth pick and?
And you got to take on Zach LaVine for a year.
No. Hmm. Because, like, basically what you're saying is I could have just maxed out Tyler.
Well, only on, but you're only having to pay for a year. Tyler would be, let's say you send them Tyler.
Understood.
Tyler's years goes. So, let's see. Rounds. Come on, let's go. This internet stinks. Because I forget if they have, okay, the seventh pick. I'm sorry. Would you do it for the seventh pick in Zach LaVine?
No.
Okay. Vlad, would you do that?
Because keep in mind,
nobody likes Zach LaVine. That's why you have to get the seventh pick with him.
Everybody's talking about the top four guys, and then everybody else is just
no. There's whatever. Good players. There's still good players after that. There's a lot of good players after that. There's some guards.
There's mostly guards, but yeah, there's good players.
Yeah, there's some good players. No, I hate Zach LaVine because he's so damn talented, but he just can't stay healthy. Like you'll see Zach LaVine, he'll go on a 20-game stretch when you're thinking, oh my god, he's probably one of the top three, four shooting guards in the game, and then. Where is Zach LaVine? Oh, he's in street clothes.
Always.
So for a one-year gamble, if you're – well, I mean, Ross kind of already let you know during the end-of-the-year press conference that he's trying to get as much cap room to go in the 27 summer. That summer of 27.
Right.
So if that $50 million is going to be gone by the end of 27.
Well, if you were to do it, you'd probably have to trade you'd have to trade Nico and Tyler to make the salary work. And that's assuming that they would be willing to do it. So you'd get
But you're also getting a number 7 pick that but could you get be a part seven of the future. Pick.
Right.
And you can get the guard. Right.
Or you could flip it, or you could flip it for something later on. Like you take the pick and then it's like, "Oh, well now we have the 7th pick."
And you still got 13, right?
And you got 13.
So 7 and 13. I mean, if you think about it, start thinking about it. It might not be a bad idea just for the fact that you get $50 million to your cap space once his contract is over. And you also have a young player to be part of your future.
Rod Power.
I mean, you're basically doing here. You ready? You're basically doing the thing that Tobin has been alluding to for the last 3 months, right? Setting up for 2027.
Right.
Well, Ross said it. I mean, Ross pretty much just said it. He said it, you know, because they were They asked him the question: is, you know, going after the having cap space to go after players, is that still an option, a viable option?
It's all. I mean, the only thing that makes it of interest is if this is the thing that players are going to have to look out for, and it's a tough thing that because you mentioned the money with Ant, right? But players are going to have to come to a decision at some point because LeBron did this. We're like, hey, nobody was turning down the money. And the money's crazy now, so I understand it. But even back then, nobody would take less money to leave. Because those rules were still there when LeBron was in Cleveland. Now, they ended up doing sign-in trades and doing opt-ins, but they still took haircuts to fit in together. And players are going to have to wonder with OKC and San Antonio, if they do want to win, with you making such astronomical money, will you just go to free agency to be in a better winning situation? Because the problem is you have to make these trades and it eats into all the players that you have on the teams you want to go to.
But even with that, though, Tobin, if OKC loses to the Spurs, OKC's got decisions to make.
This year?
Put it this way. If they win back-to-back, everybody's gunning for them. You could see you're going to see what's the flaw with deficiency that is holding you back if you're the Spurs.
Right.
Is it inexperience? Is it a better point guard? They'll make a move to counter whatever OKC had and vice versa. OKC, they realize, look, it's Wemby's time. Mm-hmm. We need to figure out a way to contain Wemby. They're going to make a move. I think because there's a certain player who wants to leave and his team has finally said, we are taking offers and listening to any trade offers for this particular player. That player is going to be, I think, is going to be the difference in whatever teams are trying to go after OKC and San Antonio in the West.
So you're saying whoever loses the West is going to go after, is going to get Giannis?
Yes.
Yeah, that's assuming though Giannis wants to go there. Like that's the thing with waiting is he's got the he does have the thing to say I'm not going to sign long term with
if
you.
If he could say that,
I mean they could still do the Kawhi and roll the dice on it for a year. But it, you know he does a lot of the times players you know teams won't want to trade for somebody who doesn't want to be there.
But I feel like players will be moved this offseason to contenders because they're going to try to counter. Same thing is going to happen in the East. If the Knicks win it, the Eastern Conference teams are going to start in the East. Putting teams together that can beat the Knicks.
For sure.
So that's going to happen in the West as well. And because of this, many players, like you said, are going to find themselves with a decision to make. App money. That app money is going to make players like, nah, that's too much money that this league is making. I can't let $50, $60 million go away like that.
Right.
You know.
That's the thing. That's you can say what you want. And guys, everybody didn't have it like LeBron, right? Where they could throw away 30, 40, 50 million. Because keep in mind, LeBron would only sign one and ones for the last 10 years of his career. These guys would never do that. So that money, and part of the reason why the NBA has this in place is so you can keep your guys. And very few guys.
Yeah, but it almost backfires because you can't keep all your guys because it's so punitive to have all your it's so punitive to have all your guys.
What I would suggest to the NBA, and I don't even know if the owners want to do this. I think a lot of times owners want to be reined in so they don't spend the money, right? But what I would do is if you sign your own guy, this should be in any sport. If you drafted him and use the capital to bring that player in, and he ends up turning out, you should get some kind of break from maxing him out, whether it's 10% or 15%, to where that 10 or 15%, if you max him out, does not count against the salary cap. Because I hate the fact that there's teams that could go. So give you a perfect example is Boston, right? They got $200-300+ million contracts that limits their ability to do anything, and they didn't trade for anybody.
Well, they traded guys. They traded guys. No, not everybody. I mean, they traded away the guys they brought in. So they traded away.
No, but I'm saying they have Tatum.
They have Tatum and Brown, but the other guys they brought in either trade or free agency.
Right. But I'm saying they should be able to get a break from maxing their two draft picks out so that if it's $300 million, say I give you 10% up. That's $60 million.
But my point is, we're going to get to a point where if players want to compete again, they're going to have to take – like, we're in this day and age now where everybody expects extension, 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 extension. Just extend me.
Max.
You're going to get to a point where teams are going to be like, well, we can't put together a competitive team. Like, if you want to go to a good team,
nope.
You're not going to stick around just waiting and be like – because what's been happening is – everybody's been signing extensions, and then they say, well, I'll just get traded. I'll force my way out. But the problem with forcing your way out is it takes the other team 3-4 first-round picks and young players. And so when you get to the team that you are, it's depleted. That's why I'm saying when Pat Riley says, oh, free agency, they're going to cash, everybody says, well, it's dead. There is probably going to come a time where some of these players are going to want to just go to a team, and they're not giving anything up. All they're giving up is cash space. So you can actually go to a team that has a flush roster there, and that you don't have to have that team give up a bunch of stuff. This happened back in the day with the Knicks and Carmelo, where Carmelo could have just gone to the Knicks on cap space, but he wanted his money, and they had to give up a ton of assets for him. When the better move would have been just wait 3 months, and you're going to go to a better team. And I do wonder with those two teams in the West looking as loaded as they do. Players who really want to win. And look, maybe players just want to get their money. I don't fault anybody for wanting their money.
Yeah, that's life.
That is life. But it's still. But here's the thing. It's still crazy amount of money you're going to make. Like, we're, you know, it is.
You keep your hand out of other people's pocket, though.
Okay, but then don't bitch about not winning.
No, it, like, they listen, again, the guys who are complaining about not winning haven't gotten to that point yet. Right. And so when you look at the landscape of basketball, the first thing they want to do in their career, they want to get that max deal. Right. And they realize when you sign that first extension, they understand that, hey, I can sign a Supermax here. If I wait 6 months or a year, then I can only do, I get like a 20% cut to go somewhere else. Now, for somebody who has a lot of outside interest in making a lot of money, like LeBron, right? That's not that big of a deal to him. But for guys that have just gotten into the league, like for a Tyler Hero.
Yeah, but here's the difference. A Tyler Hero is still going to make $100+ million barely doing anything in the league. Nikola Jovic got $60 million just putting his shoes on.
Right.
Like that's that 10 years ago would have made a career making a contract like that.
And but he can, again, Joker is probably at a point right now where he might say, no, I'm not signing it yet. Right? Like, he's in a different place.
Well, that's what
when you're looking at these guys, these younger guys, they want that max first.
Of course. I'm talking about when you're on to that second. Everybody's going to want the max to have their, you know, their generational wealth. But I'm saying, if you're a guy like Nikola Jokic, yeah, maybe he doesn't care and he just wants the $400, $300 million contract to go get horse. Or would you do a 3-year deal because you now can go to any team you want to, whether it's go play with Luka or go play with the Heat or New York or whoever, because you get to pick your location. And look, there's 15 guys in this league. Let's be real about it. They're going to make unreal money no matter what. They're not going to never make, you know, never have to count another penny. And so while right now it's not been, oh, no one's going to not turn down the money because the money's gotten so crazy, $80 million, $70 million a year. But it's going to cap out on the winning. Like Jokic, we're all like, oh, Denver's going to keep winning, and the gravy train ended in a year. So I do wonder if that is – my point is I just wonder if it's going to get back to a point where the players will look at it and be like, I could stay here and I can make all the money and maybe that's good enough, but my team's never going to be good.
I just like, we're making a lot of assumptions that a player is just going to throw away 60, 70 plus million.
It's not thrown away. What you're doing is you're sacrificing the extra year and the money. Hold on.
You're sacrificing 70 million.
Yeah, but your team's, I understand, but your team's going to stink. You know your team's going to stink. Listen, I'm not faulting Leroy. I'm not faulting anybody for doing it. But
right, but you're making the assumption that guys want to do that. And I'm like,
I'm looking at
where basketball is right now, and nobody besides the guys who make a boatload of money off the court, nobody's even considering not signing the extension, which is why it's in place.
But nobody's considering it yet. But you wonder if it gets to a point because of how teams are being constructed, is they're going to have to go to new different avenues to get on better teams
again. Change it. Here's what would change it.
Because, by the way, I'm just telling you right now, they said the same thing about LeBron, D Wade, and Chris Bosh back in the day. The same thing.
But here's the deal, though. And here's where I think you may have a point. There's guys getting these max contracts at 22, 23 years old. Right?
Right.
So they're making $200-300 million before they're 30.
Ridiculous.
Now when they get to 27, 28, you know, then that becomes more of a conversation, kind of where Joker is right now.
Exactly.
But when you look at all these young players right now, I don't see anybody making that decision right now. And they're all relatively young.
We'll take a break here on the program. More to come. We're back after this.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's identity refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, Intangibles, listen up.
I love how you said that while I'm playing a hip-hop song.
Now we got something for everyone, actually, in this one. Machine Gun Kelly fans, we're giving away tickets to see his Lost Americana show.
You're claiming him.
What's that?
That's Intangibles.
Yeah, but he's got Wiz Khalifa on the show, too.
All right.
I don't know if he's going back to hip-hop Machine Gun Kelly or what. Maybe he's mixing them
Eminem,
all together.
Eminem banned him.
He sent him away. His show is May 27th at I Think Financial Amphitheater, so that's next week. If you guys want to win those tickets, go to WQAM.com/contests for your chance to
win.
That's
how you get them, Vlad. Like, you can say what you want about Drake and the Drake beef.
And Kendrick Lamar,
but hey, Eminem ran the dude out of the business, made him switch genres.
Well, yeah, he did, but it wasn't like, you know, MGK was really...
He wasn't on the same level right. as Drake or
Kendrick. Like, yeah, it was like, okay, you just sent him to the
Basically,
shadow.
Basically, Eminem got him for just dipping his toes in it.
And sent him to the shadow realms.
The only time I ever heard him rap was when Stipe Miocic came out to his song. He's got that Cleveland song that he likes.
Yeah. By the way, if Eminem wanted to rip him again right now, remember, he was signed under Diddy.
Was he? Machine Gun Kelly?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was a bad boy.
Well, it's a Live Nation show, so check that on out, everybody. The Marlins will be back in action tonight, 6:40 p.m. Jansen Junk is on the hill for the Fish. He's been pitching really well this year. Braxton Garrett did not. He got optioned after the game yesterday.
Oh, he need to go get his he need to go get his arm checked or something, or he wasn't ready and they brought him back.
Yeah.
Just because, hey, no lie. When they say, how is so-and-so recovering? Oh, his velocity is good and he's throwing all his pitches.
He was putting up good numbers at AAA. I don't know.
It's AAA.
It's AAA. Yeah, I don't know where you get to that level where you're just like, I mean, listen, he's had success here. Just he's had some tough arm trouble and hasn't been a great start for him. It was a very frustrating eighth inning yesterday for the Marlins. I mean, it was tied 4-4.
Good game.
And then old Christopher Morel's like, what do I do with the ball, everybody? Huh? Oh, I'll just eat it. Let the run score. Cool. Thanks, dude. Appreciate you. Why is he out there?
I don't know. Yesterday, he decided to give a couple of guys a day off. Still don't understand why there was a 4 p.m. start.
They're trying things. That's literally the explanation we've just gotten. We're trying things.
Yeah, but what things? I like to know what things. By the way, the crowd, 7,000. So
I'm surprised that many people.
It's not nothing, but still,
it was still less than the crowd from the night before, which was 8,000.
Yeah, because like, who's got time in the middle of the day in May to go to a baseball game? It's just a very odd choice.
Except College Tobin.
Oh yeah. Oh, those are the days.
And
hey, I ain't gonna lie. I had season tickets to the Indians. I used to love a good matinee.
I wanted to go.
I could just sit in the stands, watch baseball, and just chill.
I gotta go. I wanted to go yesterday, but then I forgot. Sick. I was sick, and then my daughter's concert yesterday, so I was like, well, that's not happening. But I hate the Braves. I really wanted to, you know.
Let me tell you this.
I would love them to get three.
And
out
I'm
four
happy yesterday. You said this. There's nothing sadder than seeing a group of intangibles. Mind you, there's only 7,000 people.
Right.
Doing the tomahawk chop.
They're still trying to keep it alive, huh?
Seeing an 80-year-old man doing the tomahawk chop with the... No, I don't want to see that, bro. It's culturally inappropriate. It's culturally inappropriate. And second... Y'all look lame doing it.
Did the Braves start doing the chop because Dion played there, or did they always have the chop?
I don't know.
They always had it.
They always did the chop, or did they take it from Florida State when Dion played there?
No.
But it just
they always had it.
And it was sad because there's nobody there, but you could hear it because there's nobody there.
They
so it was like
do it themselves.
Yeah, it was weird. It was weird.
I will say one thing that has been a monster surprise this season: Xavier Edwards hit another home run yesterday. He's got 6 on the season. And I don't know what the hell that is, because he came into this year, 3 was his career high. He had 4 for his career, but he's hitting the snot out of the baseball this year. It's crazy. So the Marlins do have a couple of guys. Like, you went into this year and you're like, oh, who's going to be the power source for the Marlins? Stowers and Augustin Ramirez. And they're like, nah, it's actually going to be Liam Hicks and Xavier Edwards are going to be our two top home run hitters for this team.
Right.
Very odd. But he's getting that Luis Castillo thing going where, like, he goes to the right side. He's a different animal. It's crazy.
Hey, Rochelle, you like tossing salad, so leave me alone.
Wow. Jeez, dude.
Ooh.
No, look, read what he said.
I didn't see what he said.
He said, I'm holding Leroy's glizzy.
I don't like that.
Why?
I don't know. Just out of no, just a random, you know, stray.
Minus one.
So if you're throwing strays, I'm throwing grenades.
Shmina says, sounds like Xavier's been visiting those back alley doctors. Let's not say things like that. Let's not just throw out accusations. We don't know. But he's been awesome. He's been incredible this year. Right. He's been on. He always gets hits, but he's been like on a tear. He's getting extra base hits, and now he's what does he got? Like a homer, 3 out of 4 games. He's been killing it.
I like the first two hitters.
You know when he'll stop hitting home runs?
What's that?
When you start betting him.
I have bet him. I always bet him for two hits, and he always comes through for me. Like yeah, whenever I put him.
Look, the thing that I love is that he hits the ball.
Yeah. The thing that
he's not a whole bunch of whiffs. He always makes contact, and he's been pretty good at it, hitting the long ball. So
yeah, 309 on base of 401, slugging just under 500. Otto Lopez killing it this year too. Those guys are rock solid every single time. And they're the only guys they won't yo-yo in and out of the lineup because we gotta have Christopher Morel out there.
Why? Is it safe to say that's probably the most annoying thing about
it's
watching the Marlins?
The most
right
annoying
now?
Thing, yes, it's the most annoying.
Like
thing.
a guy who's knocking the cover off the ball mysteriously is benched because of a left-handed pitcher.
It's just, I would be for it if it was one. Put a guy in there. All right, we're gonna sit this guy. To do it with half the lineup is so stupid. You don't have enough good hitters to do that,
right?
You're having a bunch of guys you should be playing for the Tijuana Jumbo Shrimp. Not even the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. The Mexican League Jumbo Shrimp. It's crazy, dude. Anyway, hopefully they can bounce back tonight. Fish, Braves, 6:40 p.m. We're back after this.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Ah, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3. WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Ugh. Can the Buccaneers knock it off, dude, with the Reuben Bain stuff?
What do they do now?
They just came
hey,
out.
Hey, man, look, you got to let that go.
I'm trying, but they just keep coming out with
somebody
awesome
made,
stuff.
Somebody made a very interesting point that we would be willing to draft Reuben Bain even if the position we needed the most was offensive lineman, right? Because it's Reuben Bain.
Well, I think there's also just they have so many needs. I think you just need good players, and I'm just hopeful that this guy is as good a player. But they just put this video out, and he's going to be wearing the Reuben. They're giving him the Bain face mask for his football helmet. I'm just like, are you kidding me? Like, how much more cool can this get for this guy?
That was, I would say, that's one of my cooler days.
When you get to pick your equipment?
Yeah.
What do they do?
No, you have the press conference. And the only reason why I had the press conference was because I was the first pick. And you go to then you go to the equipment room. Then they pick, they get your helmet, fit your head for a helmet, all that stuff, ask you what kind of helmet you prefer. Then ask you what kind of shoes you wear, whether it's Nike or whatever. They had Reebok at the time. I actually, my first 4 years in the league, I wore the most comfortable shoes, and then they got banned, and that was Pony. They were like rubber bottoms. Nobody even makes anything close to that now.
Hey, you rock some Ponies?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wasn't like a boxing shoes too?
Huh?
Didn't Pony make boxing shoes back in the days?
I don't know. They made a lot of stuff, but the thing that I liked was they had rubber bottoms, but they were circular. They wasn't square.
Dan right? South says, Leroy went to him and said, give me the biggest pads.
Nah, that's it.
That is what happened. I was hoping that I saw Caden Pryde. He just put a normal mask on, but I was hoping that he would go. I was hoping he'd go with the Patrick Paul Power Rangers mask.
That's not a normal mask.
I love that.
He looks like one of those fighters in Star Wars.
I love it, like a stormtrooper.
Yeah.
Yeah. Could you imagine you have two of them next to each other? He should have made him do it. I don't know what
There's helmets for different things, right? So running backs need a bigger space so you can see. And that's, of course, until you get poked in the eye. Once you get poked in the eye, then that becomes a lot smaller.
Captain Sano shows
offensive
no mercy.
Linemen, because there's a lot of chicken fighting, they get hit in the face a lot. So that space is a lot smaller. So if you look at offensive and defensive linemen, it's a little bit smaller, right? So you can't get your hands in there. DBs, wide receivers, they barely wear, you know, they barely have anything. So it's almost like just a standard helmet.
I just think it would have been cool if they both had the Power Ranger Stormtrooper face mask for the offensive line. I think that would have looked cool. It's a good look. You're like, you do it too. Then we're just two giants with these giant scary masks. It's fun. I like bits. I think the offensive line needs a bit.
Well, I hope their bit is blocking.
Well, yeah.
That's the only bit I want.
I would like that too, for sure. I would like that too. That would be nice. We can't be sitting here. They can't be sieves. We can't have any turnstiles. No nonsense. Lord knows they pumped up the pick enough. So I want to see that. They better be like bulldozers out there, dude. Run people over. He is. I mean, look, it is. You look at that Caden Proctor, you're like, holy crap. And Patrick Paul, that's what we were all doing with Patrick Paul last year. Right. This guy's bigger than him. So.
And they're on the same side of the ball.
Oof. Yeah. Crazy, dude. Jay Gatto says, living in Tampa, seeing Tampa Bane everywhere is like living the movie The Sixth Sense, bro. It just can't escape it. That's how I feel. Like, I think I have another. Even I'm almost like, hey, and you know, please stop. Enough with the Goosey's material with that. Either that or the Dolphins need to give me some more Caden Proctor material.
Yeah.
Yeah. They need to step up their game.
I would say that, no lie, and this is the honest truth. When you go through positions, right? Offensive line is usually the silliest, the most playful, but are the ones that are not social media darlings, right? Like, it's usually your DBs, your wide receivers, your quarterback, your running backs, your skill guys, sometimes your linebackers. But offensive linemen, if you go down the list as far as, you know, social media darlings, O-line is last on the list.
Well, they need to step their game up, the Dolphins. This is a call.
It's not just the Dolphins. It's all offensive line. Who's the last? Go. I'll wait. What team has got O-linemen, you know, out there?
Well, before he retired, Kelsey. Yeah, he did like the crazy speech. Remember, he had the crazy outfit.
Yeah, when they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's.
And then you got dates out that dude from the Bills. The guy.
And that was at the end of his career.
No, because he was crazy when they won the first Super Bowl too. He wore that crazy Mardi Gras outfit.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Dade Dawkins from the
Deion Dawkins
from the Bills. Mm-hmm. He's got personality to him. He was one of the stars and darlings of Hard Knocks.
You do realize you've named two guys out of.
Well, give me time.
Okay.
I haven't heard Penei Sewell say a word, but I know he mauls and bites kneecaps. Patrick Paul's got a good personality. I like Patrick Paul.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about you. I'm not talking about the whole. This all started when you wanted Proctor to be out on social media.
I don't need them to say anything though. Can they just have him like I don't know? Put him
be big.
Yeah, just be big.
I just think that comes naturally.
Right.
Give me some material, something. And by the way,
it's an old lineman.
You wouldn't even know they had a second first round pick. Does anybody see anything with Chris Johnson? Never.
Wow, you know what?
They don't
now
say
that it. I think about it, I have seen not one. Is he not there?
No, he's there. But I barely see it. It's like he's barely acknowledged. You barely would know because the Bane Proctor thing was such a thing. Like nobody even remembers they had a second first round pick. And by the way, the guy they always talk about Jacob Rodriguez even more than him.
Yeah.
They don't even talk about him. They talk about they have then everybody goes to the receivers. I feel like Chris Johnson's gotta be like the least talked about first round pick. The Dolphins have had in a long time. We just overlooked him. And I like him. Everybody was saying, that's going to be a nice pick. But I was like, man, they don't really talk about him. They don't have any material on him. He's probably going to start this year.
Right.
Anyway, take a break. Get you caught up with your headlines. More to come. We're back after this.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Infinity Refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.